Hello.
Hi, Kimberly. It's Becky from Family First Care. How are you?
Hi, Becky. Yeah, I was just about to call you.
Oh, cool. Cool. I was calling regarding the hardship letter if you got a chance to take care of that.
Okay.
Because I see that you did send something, but regarding the car, I think I. Pretty sure I request this. If you would be able to send your registration, car registration.
Yes, registration. I just have to go. I have a problem with a car, and my brother-in-law is in the ICU. So we're back and forth from the hospital. So I got to get my son. He's going to leave work early tomorrow and take me to where I do all my paperwork, because I don't know how to get it. Like, if you call, you just can't get it that way.
Okay.
So I'm going to go. Yeah, I can't find it, which is very odd. Usually I always have my card, my registration in my glove compartment. So I guess they're all going back and forth to the hospital. My husband, it had to have been him, misplaced it or could have knocked it out of the car. I haven't the faintest idea. So we're going through everything and I just can't find it. But
Got
it
it.
is registered. I do have my tag number, which it could be pulled up. I mean, it's on that paper, on my insurance paper,
Right, I'm
on
honestly
your
not exactly
tag.
sure how to do that.
Yeah, I don't know either. Nobody I know knows how to. But that's a way, like if a police officer pulled you, they could tell instantly on your tag. Like if you don't have a registration, if it's not up to date. So anyway, I asked him if he can take leave work early and take me. So
So if that's going to be
he's.
tomorrow's Tuesday. So should I reach out on Wednesday to hear if I don't see the car registration in my inbox?
Well, what's that?
If I don't get it by tomorrow, the vehicle registration, should I follow up with you on Wednesday?
Okay. All right. Well, it should be no problem. I just don't, hopefully they can just give me the information. Like, I don't care what it costs. I just, at this point, it's just a piece of paper. I just can't believe we cannot find it. So, all right.
But as long as your brother could help you with it,
Yeah. You have a
right?
way to help me with it?
Okay. I could look it up online. I happen to not know, but it's okay. Could help you maybe. One second. Yeah. To get vehicle registration statement. Let me see. Do you know what a pen dot?
What is it?
Do you know what?
Wait a minute.
Did you
What
ever
is
hear of a
it? See.
website? Did you ever hear of a website called Pen Dot?
PennDOT? Yes. Penn, PENN.
Yeah, dot DOT. It's one word, Pen Dot.
Okay. PennDOT. Okay.
So I
PennDOT,
just honestly,
Penn, period,
I
dot.
just asked Google how do you get the vehicle registration statement in Pennsylvania. They said either you could go online via PennDOT and request a duplicate registration card.
Okay.
You'll need a license plate number, title number, or VIN,
Yes, I have that all.
and then you have to pay $6 fee.
Yeah, it's not a problem. Like, at this point, I don't care what it costs. I just want to get it done.
Okay,
It's
so
a
let me.
piece of paper that's always there.
Okay,
It's driving me crazy.
so I'll
So,
just text you the
yeah. Oh, thank you.
The link. Okay. One second. What's your texting phone number?
484-908-2740.
It's possible you could just get it right here. See, for a duplicate registration card, go to pen.duplicate card page. Let me get you that link.
Okay. Well, the hospitals try to call. Can I talk to you tomorrow? I have to answer this call.
I'll text
the hospital.
Tomorrow.